May 26 on Stan. The brand new Stan original documentary revealed. Renee Gracie, Fireproof, will premiere that day. And welcome back to the show, Renee Gracie.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Good. Yeah, we're really good, Renee. Good, for good, people good. Who don't know, you are a V8 professional racing car driver who a few years ago decided to what's the term when you go off
transition
track?
You're looking for a car turn.
I'm looking for driving
veered
turn.
Into the OnlyFans lane?
Yes.
Not That's bad. A good one.
Thank
yeah, that was
you.
Good. Well done.
So you veered into the OnlyFans lane and you made you're making an absolute fortune on OnlyFans, aren't you, Renee?
Yeah, I'm doing very well on OnlyFans, I will say. A lot more money is earned on OnlyFans than I ever earned in motorsport, unfortunately for me. But I was lucky enough to make the career change and be very successful.
Yeah, like we're talking eight-figure successful. We're talking tens of millions of dollars, aren't we, Renee?
Yeah, we're big money for some people. For me, I'm very fortunate that it's been successful for a long time. But, yeah, I'm very fortunate. I often have what I say six-figure months, and I'm very fortunate to have a great fan base who supports me on my OnlyFans.
That's amazing. What about, like, talking about support? Like, it's hard enough for women in like, male-dominated fields like racing, but then to come back as a woman who's making money on OnlyFans, which is incredible. But what are the attitudes? Because I've been around those racetracks a lot when I was working for Channel 9 and covering it. I did a story with you at Bathurst, actually. I was just telling the guys very early on, which was great fun. Is anyone kind of, you know, giving you attitude or giving you, do you feel like you look down upon sometimes by different people there, or what's been your experience?
I will say it's one of those things that it surprises me based on who I'm talking to. I do have preconceived ideas of who I think might not like me, and I respect people's opinions, and I don't try and push myself on anyone who doesn't want to sort of be around me. And I feel like those people are quite obvious when you can tell it sort of rubs someone the wrong way.
Yeah.
But the people who surprise me are people who I don't expect to be supportive, but they are. And I think that's, you know, guys who I race against and their husbands and their wives come up to me and they say, oh, you know, if only I could do what you were doing, I would do it. And sometimes it catches me off guard who people who are supportive, but look, you can definitely tell. It's very obvious when you know that someone doesn't appreciate what you do or doesn't understand what you do.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm very respectful of space and boundaries when it comes to those people, for sure.
Do you have other racing car drivers who tell you, yes, I'm a subscriber to your OnlyFans page?
It is anonymous, but I do press people and joke around. And I will say, I think it's one of those things that people, now I think that people know that I'm so open with it, and I honestly don't care if people subscribe to my page at all. I do have more and more people come up to me and be like, oh, I got sent your page and I couldn't help myself. And I'm like, that's all right. Thanks for the $5 subscription. We joke about it now.
So how much time does it take on the OnlyFans? How much are you still putting in, like, how many hours a week do you put into your page to make it as good as possible?
Well, essentially it is my main job, my full-time job that pays the bills. So I'm very fortunate now that racing is also a part of my job, but I can use that on my OnlyFans as well. And I'm sponsored by OnlyFans, so it all ties in together. I would say I do more now because I'm obviously racing a lot more, but any week could be, sometimes it's 5-6 hours a day. Sometimes I can drop it down to only 2 or 3. It really depends on what content I have going out. But it's a full-time job, and it honestly never ends. I don't get weekends. I don't get, you know, public holidays or anything like that. It's 24/7, 7 days a week. And I have a lot of international fans as well. So I'm normally messaging at really random times, and I try and make sure that I'm online for my American market and guys in the UK. So it's one of those things where if I could be on it 24/7, 7 days a week. I choose not to be because obviously I wouldn't have a life otherwise. But it's never ending. I can be on it whenever, and I can commit as much time as possible and as much time as I need.
Do you have a partner, Renee?
Wow.
No, I don't have a partner, unfortunately. I feel like it would be a lot easier if I had someone who could help me with taking my photos and doing the content and stuff. So I do have to go to a little bit more effort, but it's one of those things, unfortunately. My life is a little bit too crazy at the moment to have someone who's just willing to be like, oh, yeah, I'll just tag along for all the chaos.
Yeah.
Have you done any risque scenes for your OnlyFans page in the racing car?
I have, yes, absolutely. Yeah. That was one of the first things I did.
And it's just for people listening, and I'm such a novice in this area. I've never even looked at an OnlyFans page. Like, you do, like, the full everything with, like, you have different people and guests and girls and guys and the whole, and you go, like, the whole way. I feel like such a child saying this, but, like, you have sex.
Yeah. You name it, I've done it. Let's just say that.
You know what
OnlyFans is. Is that what they're
it.
Doing on OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's full adult content. So just ask your partner before
My
you subscribe.
Me, yeah.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.